Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. It's been some time since we've talked with the development director for the James River Valley Library System, so we brought him back, Bill Kennedy. Welcome back to our show.
Thank you very much. Yes. We're glad to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you back. And the library has been very, very busy talking about the expansion project, you know, approving the budgets for the next year, new committee members and what have you. Very, very busy. So we brought Bill back on to talk a little bit about some of the things that are happening within the library system and things that are going to be open for the public to check out. First one we want to talk about, Bill, and get out of the way is the first annual meeting. You know, what is this meeting about? What are we looking for?
Orrin, about 5 months ago, we got together a couple people and said, let's get a Friends of the James River Valley Library organization together. So that group of people, and there were seven of us, that sat down at the table and figured out, what are we going to do? Well, first, Bill, you got to have a 501c3 designation for the IRS,
right?
Which then has to go, and that's, Orrin, you'd have to get a special room to put the stuff together, the paperwork. But we did receive that. So the Friends of the Library is a 501c3 organization, which means that people can donate, and it's tax deductible.
Awesome.
And it's registered at the same time in the state. So both the state and the federal government have recognized the Friends of the Library in Jamestown as an actual organization. Okay,
awesome.
Now what do they do? What they do is they support the library. It's quite straightforward. When Joe Rector and Jennifer Sanger, the directors and the assistant director at the library, project for the next, and the library board, project what's going to happen over the next year or two or three, the library, Friends of the Library are there to help them do that.
Awesome. Kind of the, you know, not just a fundraiser, but helping them get in that direction and move in that direction to growing.
Right. Yeah. They say what, they give you the what.
Yeah.
And the Friends of the Library work on the how.
Awesome.
How do we do that? How do we find, how do we really get the renovation and expansion of the library accomplished?
Right.
Bring it to fruition.
Yeah.
Well, right now, the Friends of the Library are helping with what Joe Rector and the Library Board are calling the Centennial Initiative, which is a pretty big, about a $500,000 project renovating Alfred Dickey.
Right.
Bringing it that, and by the way, Alfred Dickey will be 100 years old on President's Day in 2019.
Yeah, that's,
it was opened on that day in 1919.
Wow.
So there's a few things that have to be done.
Yeah.
A foundation.
And really, it's kind of started too, right, Bill?
Yeah.
I mean, new roof
there. Good point.
There.
You got a new roof was put on.
It's started.
Yes.
It's already started.
Yeah.
We're already working towards those renovations that you guys are working on.
Right. So that's a project that the Friends of the Library are working on.
Okay.
And at the first annual meeting, they're going to have Joe make a presentation. Yeah, he'll do a little audio visual. So at the annual meeting, which is what I wanted to talk about first, which is on Thursday, September 21st, at the Art Center. So Larry, the new Art Center director, has, wow, let's work together. Let's collaborate. Let's have the Art Center and the library, the Friends of the Library, working together on a project. And this is the first one. It's, again, I'll say it's Thursday, September 21st at 7 o'clock in the evening. And social hour with refreshments will follow the presentations that are made. And Joe Rector is going to make one specifically about, so everybody is aware of what the different new changes, what the changes that are in the renovation project is all about.
It sounds like it'll be a good opportunity for those who want to learn more about the Friends of the James River Valley Library System, but also learn more about the Centennial Initiative.
Exactly.
And this is open to anybody, Bill? The only
We're
thing
encouraging
is looking,
anybody that is interested to please come.
You're just looking possibly for registration, so you kind of have a head count.
Yeah, if people want to register, that's great. And you can do that by calling Orrin.
Yeah, you can call me, right?
or you can email me, BillKennedy0@gmail.com, or call me at 252-2217. And I'm sure Orrin will have this on News Dakota also.
Absolutely, yeah. We'll get this information out there, share the information about this first annual meeting.
Or better still, you could actually come into the library and sit down and talk about,
well, that's even better,
why you'd like, what ideas you've got.
Yeah.
And so that's the Friends of the Library. That's the first annual meeting and social on Thursday, September 21st at the Art Center. And we're encouraging anybody that has an idea about supporting the library or is curious about what the library does in this e-world, in this digital world. It's changed, but you know what?
It's
still the same. It provides a space for learning. From the day you're born, people read to when they're pregnant. They read to their babies.
Yeah.
That baby's going to We'll be better.
Yeah.
He'll love his life, or she'll love her life.
Exactly.
Whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. Bill Kennedy, development director for the James River Valley Library System. Speaking of ideas and stories, Bill, and the involvement of the library, a very, very cool initiative that the library here in Jamestown is getting involved with.
Right.
That is the Outside the Lines.
Outside the Lines.
Yeah.
It's an international project that has over 250 libraries around the world participating in this project. And the goal is to bring community people together and businesses together just to say, how do we present the importance of the library today?
Yeah.
A lot of cities and counties are faced with budget cuts. And the library sometimes is the first one that somebody on a city or a county council will look at. Not that case here, but it has happened around the world.
Yeah.
So the importance of, and the libraries have changed dramatically. It's, as I started to say before, it's just not a space to house books and to say, be quiet. It's a place for people to come and learn.
Yeah.
And we offer all of the systems that are available in the world for learning, whether it's a book, whether it's a history book, you know, whether it's a memoir somebody's written, whether it's fiction,
yeah,
you know, a great new John Grisham novel, or all of the online information you can find. If you can Google something, you can do that at the library.
Exactly, yeah. They've grown that way, right?
Oh, there's so much you now have available to you in learning that the library becomes a place where you can come and use that system.
Exactly.
So but there's a balance now that we need to achieve. And that's what's changing. That's what's different. That's why a project like this is so important. And it's realized internationally that that's why it's important for people to, and the project really is each library will do some kind of a project that brings the community together. And the project that the Friends of the Library have selected in support of the library and the community is what we're calling Library Story. It's an invitation for people to write down their library story,
yeah,
and present it to us, and then we will publish it, and maybe KQD, maybe your radio station
would
publish it.
Yeah,
it's going to be on Area Voices blog, which is the Friends blog,
yeah.
And we've had some we've done this for the last couple of months. We had a lot of stories published, and lots of hits. Lots of interest in these individual stories. And what I'm looking for is more stories, of course, but I'm also looking to expand the story range, you know, from adults, which is what most of them are now, to have children or kids write their own story.
Involving the library experiences.
Why is the library important to me?
Yeah.
So the story concept is, what's your library story? How did you grow up? Were you exposed to a library? Did your parents or anybody take you to the library?
Yeah. Library was very crucial to, we had field trips to the library. We would, the first days of school, you'd be taken to the school library and look at all these different books you can read. And, you know, you were encouraged to check out a book the first day of school,
right.
You know, and then you learn the responsibilities, you know, return the book before it's due, read the book if you need to read it again or you need to finish the book. You know, there's a lot of experiences growing up as a child that you remember with the library.
That's right. You're going to write a short story too.
Are you looking for a short story?
300 words is fine.
Okay. Well, excellent. So, Bill, still looking for stories, like you said. Share your stories about your experiences with libraries or the library in Jamestown. And is there any cutoff time for that, Bill, or anything like that?
Well, the idea is to have a week where a lot of this takes place. This is an ongoing project.
Yeah.
But the week of September 10th through the 16th is the getoutsidethelines.org story time.
Yeah.
That's why. So
this is all these libraries.
Libraries
around the
world. All over the country, all over the world. And they're each library will have one kind of a project or another.
Yeah.
And ours is going to be the story project. And the stories can be sent to BillKennedy0@gmail.com, or you can submit online at the www.friendsofjrvl.org, and scroll down to JRVLS, it's Outside the Lines. That's
excellent.
Where you can actually submit that online, and I'm a fairly good editor, so I'll take a look at it.
But well, you've done a little bit of editing.
A lot of editing.
Excellent.
It's fun. It's exciting to see. And one of my main goals is to have projects turned in from 5-year-olds to 93-year-olds.
Yeah. Let's have that full
range.
any story. So perfect. Well, Bill, you want to give your contact information one more time.
Okay.
I want to talk to you about the first annual meeting coming up on September 21st or about this Get Outside the Lines initiative that the library is participating in. You got your number and your email address for everybody?
Again? Yeah, I do. You can call me at area code 701-252-2217. You can email me at billkennedy0@gmail.com.
Okay.
And for the stories, you can actually go to the Friends of the Library website, which is www.friendsofjrvl.org.
Excellent. Lots of ways to get involved.
Lots of ways to do it.
Let's make this big. I mean, right. 250 libraries in the world, and the one right here locally participating in it is pretty
big. We're actually right in the middle of the world. Yeah, and if you look at it that way, at this line, we're the furthest north library.
Oh, it's amazing. It's great. So perfect. Well, Bill, I hope we get a lot of participation and check it out. And Bill, thanks for joining us here on
Let's Talk. Thanks, Warren, for the support of the radio station.